What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. And you know, this week, man, it's been so much going on. Too much going on. I don't even know where to start. But we going to jump right in to these topics. Because, yeah, it's definitely been going crazy. So, first thing I want to talk about is there was an interview this week, $1 million worth of game. They went to Chicago and they did an interview with Dirk for his rollout for his new album, 7220. And I'm going to tell you right now, that might have been one of the most best interviews I've seen in a long time, man. Like, the energy was there. He had his homies with him. But the main thing that I loved most about the interview was how you was amongst family and y'all was just having conversation. I really wish that we could have more conversations like that. You know, and the one part that really had me choked up, I ain't even gonna lie to you, was when Wallow was, you know, pleading to Dirk to forgive his brother's killer. And Wallow was letting him know that he forgave his brother's killer. And he said it was so hard for him, but he said he had to let it go so he could be the man he is today and be there for his family. And I really commend him for not only saying that to Dirk, but for all the young men that was in that room. I really pray that somebody heard that message, because even though it was intended, you know, for Dirk, so I pray that somebody really received that message. I really do. But also, too, man, I'm going to jump right into that album. Man, that album, whew, boy. There's been a lot of mixed reviews on that album. But what I'm going to say is, man, I love the whole album. I really wish it was, I know it had 17 tracks, but I really wish it could have been 23 or 24. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like it wasn't, I'm not going to say it wasn't finished, because I know it was finished, but I really feel like maybe we might get a deluxe or some. I can't wait. I'm trying to tell you, I can't wait. For real. Because, man, what I got from the album, you know, I done listened to it a few times. You know, I heard the joy, I heard the pain, you know what I'm saying, you hear the pianos. It's an all around good album, man. You know what I'm saying? One thing that I love that Dirk does is he takes you on a ride. You get to know him more and more throughout his lyrics. What he go through, where he's at. He put it all in the music. And I really do respect that. I really do, man. But like I said, shout out to Dirk. Shout out to the whole OTF. Dope project. Can't wait for whatever's next. I know he about to go on tour, you know, and if we get a deluxe while in the midst of that, that's cool too. But like I said, shout out to Wallow and Gilly on $1 million worth of game, you know what I'm saying, for heading down to the trenches, man. They really turned up on that interview, man. They really did. So, next thing I want to talk about is the Jussie Smollett case. So he got sentenced to 150 days. They said he wouldn't have got the time, but they said he lied to the judge. And also, they said that he's going to be put into the psych ward, you know, for the time that he has to serve. So, I also know that he has to pay restitution, fines, and all that good stuff. So, like I said, he got 180 days and a couple fines. And I just really wish that he didn't have to fabricate a story like that, because so many people are wrongly crucified all the time for stuff they didn't do. At the end of the day, you don't want your name to be tarnished because of something you said. But it is what it is. Another thing that happened was, so Kim Kardashian is catching a lot of backflack because she told women, she was saying that if you want to make it in business, she said, you need to get up off your ass and work. She said, nobody wants to work nowadays. Now, from what a lot of people have been saying on social media, they've been saying right message, wrong person. For some reason, a lot of people have it out towards Kim, you know, for whatever reason. Of course, a lot of people have brought up her past, you know, what she's done. But you could say whatever you want about her, but she's where she is now. So take it for what you want, you know. The delivery definitely could have been better, but, you know, we'll take it for what it is. So, and speaking of the family, we're going to stay right there. Brother Kanye. So, of course, it wouldn't be news without bringing up Kanye. So, excuse me. So at first, Kanye had been going back and forth with Pete. They've been texting back and forth, DMing back and forth on social media. I just feel like with them two, man, it's a game of checkers, man. They talk to each other privately, then somehow it gets on social media, the blogs get it, blow it up, make it have legs. I don't never promote violence, but they just need to go ahead and have an old-fashioned boxing match, man. Slug it out, man. Because y'all are really blowing me with this shit all the damn time. I want to keep hearing about this. So, you know what I'm saying? Kanye still arguing about Kim. He got a whole nother girl that he should be paying attention to. That's the main thing I be wondering. I be wondering what these girls be thinking. What they be thinking about while he going through this. Yeah. It's crazy, man. It is. But one thing about Pete said he ain't scared of Ye. You know what I'm saying? He letting him know, like, look, man, we need to talk this out. Like, man, he told him. So I guess, you know, Pete at the point now where he said, man, gloves is off. He said, I ain't playing no more. So we'll see. We'll see how this story develops. But in another turn of events, D.L. Hughley had an interview where he was asked some questions about Kanye, and he spoke on Kanye and had a few things to say about him. When Kanye found out about the interview, he started to allegedly threaten DL on social media. And so they going back and forth and things of that nature. It's just weird, man. It's very weird energy, man. I really wish he could get that together, man, because don't nobody want to be going through that. So, as that story develops, I will definitely keep you posted. Moving right along. Now, the story that really bothered me this week was of no other than our Black Panther director, Ryan Coogler. So, let me give you the breakdown of this hot take. So, Ryan Coogler was in Atlanta filming Black Panther 2. He took a break to go to a Bank of America. He saw it was no line, so he got in line. No harm, no foul. He went to go get some money out to teller. He put on a bank slip. He wrote on the paper, and he said, "I need $12,000. Please be discreet." The teller got nervous and called the police. And what was so sad was he wasn't a threat. This man gave you his ATM card, his ID, and a piece of paper. So I don't know what the actions are going to be for her. But the police officer pulled his gun out. They arrested him. He was in cuffs for a while before they finally let him go. But he told the officer, he was like, "Yo, you know who I am? Google me." Talk your talk, young nigga. So, yeah, that's the main thing about it. It's just like, wow, yeah. The stuff we got to go through, man. And I don't know if he's going to have any legal action towards that bank or what. I don't know. So, but it's messed up how things panned out because he didn't deserve that. This man was getting money for one of his workers. It's crazy, right? I tell you. But shout out to Ryan Coogler for holding your head up, man. I'm so glad we didn't have to get you put on a t-shirt. Because, you know, some of them cops be just waiting to take us out. So. But yeah. One other thing that I wanted to segue and talk about is I wanted to talk about a little bit about relationships. I wanted to segue a little bit. I know they always say black men don't protect black women. But I feel like it's deeper than that. I feel that where is the respect between black men and black women? I wanted to take it to that route. And the reason why I wanted to take it to that route is because you just see nothing but fighting on social media every day. Most of the posts are about bashing each other. You got your favorite rappers beefing. And you got men and women beefing. Over what? Is it over a misunderstanding? Because, you know, a lot of people don't talk. A lot of men don't talk. Some females don't talk. But we got to get to a point where we stop bashing our brothers and sisters. We not the enemy. We not the enemy. You know, I'm going to call it. We'll call this segment Be real with yourself. That's all I know how to do. If you ask me a question, I'm gonna definitely give you an honest answer. So Yeah, man. We gotta stop fighting each other, man. We gotta start loving on each other more, man. We not the enemy. That's what they want us to do, man. They want us to be at war with each other. They want us to take each other out. They love it. They sit back and watch us destroy each other. We can't be each other's enemy, man. We gotta stick together. Like how that saying go, it's a war outside. Ain't nobody safe from. Come on, man. They been saying this stuff, man. We just wasn't listening, man. Now look, now we out here fighting a war. We all taking something from it. So, I say that to say this. Every day, you should do an act of kindness towards your brother or sister. It ain't gotta be nothing big, just a small act of kindness. Whether you spoke to somebody or anything, it's a small act of kindness, man. That's all it takes. That's all I got, man. That's all I got. I do want to leave off with a few bangers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I want to play a few little hits. Give me a second. Let me get it queued up for you. Yeah, we back. Alright, this off that Lucky Day album. That Candy Drip. Alright, it's called Over. Yeah. Alright, that's called Over on the Lucky Day album. Now, this on the Benny Butcher album, Tanner 4, and it's called Johnny P's Caddy. That was Johnny P's Caddy. Benny the Butcher, J. Cole, on Tanner Talk 4. All right. His last song on the plate is off of Dirk's new album, 7220, and it's called Federal Nightmare.
Stay on his head down like he don't know me though. It ain't no point in getting no lawyer if your homie told you that you want them late nights and them fast cars and the key man. If you mad, then I'm mad.
mind. Those are my tracks. So, that concludes this week's episode. I need to make my music segment. I need to call it something. We'll call it I'll figure it out. I'm gonna say new bangers. That's gonna be my music segment. New bangers. What's the new bangers for the week? So that's what that was. But yeah, I want to thank y'all for listening. You know, go ahead, download on your various apps, Anchor, Spotify, wherever you find the podcast. Tell a friend, you know what I'm saying? If you know somebody doing ads, let me know. I want to have a voicemail segment. So if you want me to respond to your voicemails, reach out. You know, the number is 202-525-6186. That's the Vibe With Me hotline. Go ahead and hit me if you just want to just text and say what's up. Or if you just want me to answer some questions. You know, so we're going to answer it live on the show. Also, if nobody told you I didn't love y'all today, I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. Stay prayed up. See you next week. You know, man.